Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Typically, when you hear that, you think success with regards to the Golden Gophers. Man, last week was rough. You got taken to the woodshed by the number one team in the land, the Ohio State Buckeyes. I totally get that. But, man, it was rough sledding for the Golden Gophers. And joining us now to talk Gopher football would be none other than Daniel House from GopherGuru.com. He joins us here courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. How you been, Dan?
H Lake, what's up, man? I know it's football season because you're hitting me up.
I know, man. What's going on with you? How you been?
I'm doing well. I've just been keeping tabs on the Big Ten, college football as a whole, and now just getting ready for a huge stretch here. This four games is going to tell us a lot about Gopher football.
All right, so let's talk about last weekend before we get to coming up here, the homecoming game against Purdue. Going into the game, did you think that the Gophers were going to be a team that could probably beat the spread? I know the Vegas line was 23.5. I wasn't sure that they were going to lose by that much, but when you saw the final margin of error, not margin of error, but margin of defeat for the Gophers, that was not something I expected.
Yeah, I was thinking about 34-6, 34-10 range. I mean, Ohio State, just the weapons that they have, you got to make a choice. You know, if you can't rush with four, you're going to have to send some blitzers, which gets your corners one-on-one, and then obviously you got Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate on the outside, and they're going to be able to make some plays down the field. And Ohio State's defense, just how multiple they are with what they do, and came out with a little zone coverage early, went into man and with some robber stuff, and it sent the Gophers into a little bit of a tailspin offensively. So now you got to take that information, try to learn from it, and apply, you know, everything you took away from it for the next four, because I think ultimately those are going to tell us where Minnesota can go this season.
Now, do you think the Gophers defense has played at the level that people thought that it would? Do you think they played not to that level? Do you think they've kind of underachieved to this particular point? Because I know that going into the season, from what I had read and some of the observations that other people had made, was that this Gopher defense was going to be pretty solid. Maybe it was going to take a little bit of time for the offense to kind of come around. But, I know the first couple of weeks the defense looked relatively good, but they weren't playing great opponents. What do you make of the overall Gopher defense?
It's been different styles every week they play. You know, Buffalo is more of a run the ball team, so basically they're taking away the run. Northwestern State, obviously, you don't learn much from a game like that. You know, Cal, they were trying to throw the ball more and didn't run it very much. And then you look like at Ohio, the Rutgers game, you know, that matchup, they were able to pass the ball with efficiency. Kirk Schrock and Rutgers had a good scheme. And then, you know, you look at last week's game, you got premier players on the outside, and it's just a mismatch from a team speed standpoint. I think the biggest thing they got to clean up is tackling. I think that's been the most disappointing element. They got 45 missed tackles per PFF in their last three Power 5 conference games. So, I mean, if you're going to win football games, you got to be able to tackle in space. And you look at what Purdue does. They love to throw the ball in space via screens, the run-pass option game, getting the ball over the middle. And Devin Maccabee's a back that you got to swarm tackle. He's slippery, and he's very physical. So if you can't tackle, that's going to cause problems. So, yeah, I think the big thing has been the defense just hasn't played complementary rush and coverage. You know, the Rutgers game, I thought the coverage was a little better, which helped the rush, and they were able to get to the quarterback. But, man, they got to try to find some sort of a pass rush here. I mean, I think that's been the most disappointing element for me is just inconsistency, especially getting home with four rushers.
Yeah, we're talking to Daniel House, GopherGuru.com, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And I know that on the surface, maybe just casual Gopher fans will be like, oh, it's just Purdue. But this is actually a big game for the Gophers because the schedule is about to get extremely tough. You face Nebraska next Friday night at home, but then after that you go to Iowa. You always struggle. It doesn't matter when you got great teams. You always tend to struggle a little bit against Iowa on the road. Then you face Michigan State, who they're not great, but they're greatly improved. Then Oregon, Northwestern is beatable, and you face Wisconsin, who's also beatable. They're way down, but this it's you know, you really cannot lose this game against Purdue at home, because if you lose at home to Purdue, then you really will struggle potentially to get to be bowl eligible.
This is a huge football game, and I think it's a barometer for the rest of the season. You look at Purdue, I mean, they can throw the football. You look at their offensive system. Josh Henson, the offensive coordinator, came from USC, so they run a similar offense to what the Trojans do, you know, spreading you out, making you defend every inch of the field. The receivers are pretty talented. Michael Jackson, Nitro Tuggle, impressive guys that they got there. I think their defense is a little vulnerable. You look at in the past game, they've had a lot of miscommunications in the secondary. So I think this is a game where you put the ball in Drake Lindsey's hands, rip it around the yard a little bit, try to get a lot of route combinations that you force their secondary to have to pass stuff off. I mean, rush defense-wise, they've struggled a little bit, especially when they've been in the three-down front. So I think attacking the edges of their defense is going to be key. But, you know, they should be able to balance between run and pass. I do think this is going to be a high-scoring game, Lake, though. I think the line I looked, because I knew you would ask, the over-under is 51.5. So I definitely take the over on that, because I think this is going to be like a first-to-30 type of event.
Who is the player on Purdue offensively that we have to be concerned about the most?
I'd say I really like Nitro Tuggle. I think this guy can stretch the field. He's springy, can make plays all over his frame, downfield, vertically. Devin Maccabee, the running back, he's a veteran. He's always played well against the Gophers. I mean, I think they're going to get him going early and often, especially if the Gophers are going to play a lot of zone to take away the passing game. I think they're going to be some lighter boxes, so they're going to try to run it. Minnesota has to be able to get some sort of a pass rush in this game. The quarterback, Ryan Brown, he's got a quick release. They use a lot of run-pass options, so they're trying to get the ball over the middle of the field a lot. And he's very slippery moving outside the pocket, can make plays and extend with his legs. So I think those variables are going to be quite important. At the second level, their defense is very solid. Like Manny Powell, Charles Correa, both solid linebackers, two very productive linebackers as well. So I think those are going to be some guys to watch for in the game when Minnesota takes the field.
All right, so I think that I'm not 100% correct on this. You can correct me, though. I think that the Gophers are favored by 8. Is it 8 points?
8.5, yes.
8.5. Do you think that the Gophers cover that? And I ask that because if we're thinking along the lines that they are going to cover that, that realistically the Gophers flat out are the better team. We know that they're at home. And that I don't want to say that they'll win comfortably, but if you cover an 8.5, that is rather comfortable. What do you make of that?
I feel that line is pretty solid, man. I think that it's going to be about a 7-point game in that range, mm-hmm. 7 to 9 points. And I think, like I said, the first team to 30, this feels a lot like the Rutgers game in the sense that I thought the first team to 30 would probably end up winning the game. I think there's going to be some points scored because they definitely have a passing game that can score quickly. I mean, the last three games they've played, you look at it, USC, Notre Dame, Illinois, and there were moments in those games where they competitive. I mean, the USC game, they threw three red zone interceptions. The Notre Dame game, it was like within 11 points, and there's a 100-yard kickoff return that turned the tide of the game. It was a 9-point game last week versus Illinois, getting the ball back, and the punt returner muffs the punt. So, I mean, they've had some moments where they've been in these games. I think the difference will be if Minnesota can get some explosiveness going offensively against that secondary and blend between the run and pass. It's just going to be one of these games where I think there's going to be some points scored.
All right, so you got the Gophers winning, right?
I would say I think I got the Gophers winning like 34-28. Okay. I think it's going to be about that score.
All right, so let's do this on your way out. Because there's some big games and some fun games this weekend. And this has nothing to do with Vegas Lions or nothing like that. We're just talking wins and losses. I'm going to give you a matchup. You give me a team you're taking, all right?
Okay.
Arizona State at Utah.
I'm taking Arizona State.
All righty. South Carolina at LSU.
Taking LSU.
All righty. Michigan at USC.
That's a good game. I'm taking the Trojans.
Georgia at Auburn.
I'm taking Auburn.
Ooh, in an upset over Georgia?
Yeah, I'm taking the Auburn upset. I like it.
Okay. All right. What other one? Oh, Florida coming off a big upset last weekend. Florida at Texas A&M.
I'm taking Texas A&M.
All right, a couple more that we want to get to here. Where's the other one? Oh, Oklahoma at Texas.
I'm taking OU.
Okay. Indiana at Oregon.
That'll be a great game, man. I think Oregon wins it at home.
Ohio State at Illinois.
I'm taking the Buckeyes. It could be tough to beat, man.
And the final matchup I'm going to throw at Daniel House from Gopher Guru is, and this is going to be a big-time game, Alabama at Mizzou.
Roll Tide, baby. I'm taking Alabama.
I love it. I love the responses. We should do this more often, man. I like this little whip around we just did with Daniel House. That was awesome, man.
Every week, let's do it. I'm ready to pick games. Let's do it.
Hey, Daniel, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. Until next time.
I appreciate it, man. It's fun.
All right, take care. That's Daniel Hollis, GopherGuru.com. And he just made Josh Wheeler's night. Josh is like, oh, you. Oh,
let's
you.
Let's go, baby.
But now, is the quarterback coming back?
It's still TBD. I feel like it's going to be a game time decision at this point.
What if he doesn't play? That's still fine. Confident?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? You like that?
Arch Manning's becoming a bus, man.
Well, he's not a bus, but...
Well, he doesn't have much with him. That's the issue.
To say that... Did we hype him too much?
Okay,
no question.
The hype is way over. Yeah. Overdone.
No question. No question. Yeah. No question about it. All right, so we'll take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back, we'll get to Word on the Street. That's next. All right, it's time for Word on the Street. We're going to put Josh Wheeler in the driver's seat and let him roll out. Oof. In the words of Ludacris, roll out. With Word on the Street.
We are starting with music, too, by the way.
Let's do it.
Turning Point USA. They've announced a counter-programming option to Bad Bunny's halftime show for next year's Super Bowl. No artists have been announced, but the Charlie Kirk co-founded company did announce an, quote, all-American halftime show as a chance for some of their peeps to have an alternative to Bad Bunny. Now, this will be a tough one for you, Lake, especially if it's Kendrick that they choose. I don't think it will be. It's not going to be Drake. He's not American. He's Canadian. Which halftime show will you be taking in on February?
Bad Bunny. Yeah. Like, to me, it's pretty racist for Turning Point to say, repeat what you said, in all what?
All American halftime show.
Bad Bunny's American. He's a citizen. Puerto Rico.
But our president hasn't heard of him. It's a terrible choice.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
That just, ooh, rough crowd.
Outside
man.
Of Taylor Swift, he's probably the second most successful artist as far as streaming in the last
yep.
couple of years internationally.
And I'm not sitting here as like some massive Bad Bunny fan.
Yeah.
I don't listen to his music
no.
like that. But, I mean, I respect him.
Yeah.
Hey, this is all because he doesn't like ICE. He's not a Trump fan. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Deal with it. By the way, these are the same people that said they weren't going to watch the NFL after Colin Kaepernick
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all can miss me.
NFL's more global now than ever, and this was the perfect choice for the NFL.
And they're not going to watch Turning Point whatever.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
All-American halftime.
You can knock that nonsense off. Stop playing with us. Stop lying to us.
One of the longer tenure relationships in the last couple of decades was the Brangelina buzz. You remember that, Brad?
Yeah, I remember it.
Now Angelina Jolie is saying due to emotional distress upon separation after the divorce from Brad Pitt, she is seeking compensation in $33,000 from the actor. Despite before the divorce was finalized, she did give full residency and control of the estates in L.A. and other locations to Brad Pitt.
Wait, why is she demanding $33,000? Like, you're a multimillionaire. That's a weird
that's
sum.
That's the retroactive part of this I'm not really understanding as far as it's pretty much stress. Emotional distress is why she's seeking said finances, which $33,000 to Brad Pitt is probably nothing, but also why? Like, why? I don't get why that is such a small chunk of change to ask for out of this situation. Like, if you agreed to said plan for divorce, that's the agreement. At least last time I checked, divorces were finalized that way.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I like Angelina Jolie, but I just think that this divorce from Brad Pitt, really, it took a lot out of her.
Yeah.
I really, and she's even said as much, like, she talks about how emotionally difficult it's been. Mm-hmm. And you can just tell.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the same swagger and confidence that she used to.
Just when many, I think, thought we're going to get the all-time defining performance from The Rock, sounds like the box office numbers are not reflecting that, at least on opening weekend, of The Smashing Machine, only grossing $5.9 million for the A24 production, which captures the life and career of former MMA fighter Mark Kerr. H. Lake, are you much of a review or buzz-first person when it comes to seeing a movie or not, or do you just dive right in like me and just go for it? And
I'm not a review guy.
Okay.
So this is where I'm at with it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person that goes off of if the trailer or the commercial or the advertisements appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like it's halfway decent or good,
yeah,
and intriguing, entertaining, then I'll go. If the trailer looks trash, no chance. No chance I'm going.
Got you. Are you going to go
see
this?
What about you?
I want to go see it. It's on my list. I've been trying to go see it for the last week. I'm going to eventually.
Which one again?
The Smashing Machine is it's the biopic about Mark Kerr, who recently was on, I think, Joe Rogan, kind of talking about just the relationship him and The Rock have had when it comes to this movie, because they've been working on this movie since before COVID. It kept getting kicked down the can with, obviously, the pandemic and then the writer's strike, and this is about 6 or so years in the making. So,
yeah, I heard an interview that he did. It was him. I was driving when I was technically on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It was Kerr, The Rock. They were on with Stephen A.
Okay.
They were on First Take. So, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I want to. I don't really. I also know The Rock does have stinkers, but also I don't think there's a lot of people that put as much work and effort into the movies as he does. They don't always fall flat, but they sometimes do. We'll see. We'll do this one too. One of country's biggest stars is hanging up for good. Alan Jackson is calling it a career with one last concert amid health concerns. The 66-year-old has announced next June he'll be performing his last call, one more for the road concert in Nashville at Nissan Stadium. Lake, your thoughts on one of the true icons of the country western genre hanging it up?
Best of luck to him in retirement.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to hang him up at some point, right?
Yep.
So let's see how things go for him in his next. I mean, if you're him, you're just going to chill out. You're just going to relax. You don't need to do anything else.
He's got nothing to lose. So.
66, he's still young.
Yeah, he's still got plenty of life to live.
Hey, the text line says to you, Josh, because you are the one that threw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
They say it must be $33,000 per month, right?
That's a good point. I have to look that into that one.
Did you screw that one up?
I might have. I just saw $33,000 went with it, but let me. I can definitely try and look at that during the break.
It says $33,000 from the actor. It doesn't say per month in this New York Post story that I'm looking at right now.
It just says demands $33,000 from the actor. It does not really like.
Oh no! So you're right. It's not $33,000 per month. It says Jolie also told the court that she is seeking $33,000 from Pitt to cover legal fees.
Legal. Got it.
So that's what the $33,000 is about.
Okay.
So
I thought it was more of an emotional distress thing. Either way, like, man, I don't think anybody's going to lose sleep over $33,000 if you're Angelina.
She's not.
Or Brad. Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, it's the end for one of the greatest of all time. Publicly, people won't say it, but I will. We get to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next after weather on The Lake Show. The end for LeBron James. Yeah, you heard it right. This is the end for LeBron James. There won't be a next year. This has to be his last season. All good things come to an end. LeBron James, it was announced earlier this afternoon that the Lakers star, who has not participated in training camp to this point, is going to be sidelined for 3 to 4 weeks because of sciatica on his right side. And that's basically your nerve. You got an issue with your nerve in your hip, right? Or on your side.
It's your hip, and actually goes down to your like leg.
Yeah, it goes down to your leg. Yep. So he's out for a month. He's going to be reevaluated in 3 to 4 weeks. This has to be it. LeBron James is done. This is going to be his final season in the NBA. Yeah. He won't say it. The team won't say it. But it's over, baby. This is the going away for LeBron James. Is LeBron? Do I expect LeBron James to have an outstanding season when he's healthy? Yes. But I think that this is the end of the road. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it, make sure that this is that we know it, because I would want to celebrate the legacy of LeBron on the way out.
I don't even think they got to tell you. I think you just think you got to be aware and you got to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's kind of like the Marc-Andre Fleury thing in hockey terms, where it's just you kind of want to you want ink to pen that it's going to be the last dance for him. Because, I mean, don't be a Michael Jordan and come back, you know, 8 times. Retire and then unretire and then come back. And, yeah, just make it one last run.
So the Timberwolves are actually going to play the Lakers twice in the first week.
So expensive, though.
So they play the Timberwolves in the second game of the year in L.A. On October the 24th. Then they play in Minnesota less than a week later on October the 29th. I think that that's his final game in Minnesota. Let me look at the schedule just to kind of confirm that. They play Minnesota again March the 10th. That is going to be in L.A. Yeah, that's it, man. So LeBron James will never play another basketball game in Target Center, in my opinion. I don't think that he's going to play pass this year. Why? I mean, his body's not holding up.
Are we going to see a load management day at Target Center? You know how mad people would be.
Load management day for who?
LeBron, if people pay harder money to see what might be the last game of LeBron at Target Center and he sits out that game, that would be a bad, bad deal.
Are you okay?
I'm just saying.
What is in your – are you drinking over there? We play them October the 29th.
Oh, yeah, never mind, never mind.
He's not going to play.
Yeah. Didn't do the math. Yeah, sorry.
I'm like, what's didn't going on, Josh?
I forgot the timetable. Yeah. Regardless, yeah, that's a bummer.
He's played his last game at Target Center?
That's crazy.
Dude.
Unless they get in the playoffs. You never know. Lakers-Wolves rematch. Let's go.
Man.
Wolves have that dragon to slay. They have to get take down the Lakers, something they never were able to do in the postseason.
What are you talking about? Are you drunk over there?
No, I'm saying the one team that got in the way of the Wolves ever becoming a Western Conference representative in the NBA Finals was Kobe and Shaq. It's time for the Wolves to slay that dragon. So you may not get the last game for LeBron at Target Center. You might get a couple playoff games if it all fits out that way.
Are testing my patience tonight. You are, and I know that Brad Lane is going to be like, "Well, Lake, I need some. What about clarity in this? I can't be that clear. Who bounced the Lakers from the postseason last year?
My bad.
What is going on here?
My bad.
What is going
See, that's
on
how
here?
Irrelevant they were though. That's
Brad
how,
Lane. Yeah. Are you listening?
Probably is.
It's not just me.
Hey, I'm tired. Leave me alone. Oh, man.
What is going on? We literally put them out of their misery last year.
Yeah, but I don't count that. That was an easy series.
Oh, my goodness. I need help.
Lakers fans didn't think it was, but that was easy.
Text line for the 612.
Oh, boy.
LeBron and Allen Jackson can now sit on the porch sipping lemonade.
Oh, I need to go to bed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
My takes are bad.
And let me say this, too, real quickly. This is super random. This has nothing to do with LeBron James. Has nothing to do with the NBA. One thing people need to stop doing on the text line. This has happened multiple times. It doesn't happen a lot, but it's happened a couple times. I want to address it. Is people will send in, like, links, and they'll say, please show this to a different show.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Because first off, when you text the text line, we can't click on these links and see it pop up. It doesn't work like that.
Nope.
So stop doing that. Secondly, like the person earlier wanted me to share something with show it to Chad Hartman. Chad Hartman does a show early in the day. I rarely see Chad Hartman. Chad Hartman's got a life. I got a life. I'm sorry.
You know when we see each other at WCCO 100 and WCCO 200. That's when we see each other.
I mean, I don't see Chad like that.
Yeah, we don't see people very often.
By the way, the Dodgers advance.
Wow.
Look at this play. This is so the ball goes right back to the pitcher. He doesn't catch it. It falls to the ground. He scoops it up, and he throws it home because he feels like he doesn't have a play at first base. And he airmails it. Unbelievable.
I love how, as you were saying that, they scrolled the one into the two in the error column.
It was a tough play. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. It was a tough play.
Yeah.
But the ball, it was a comebacker to the pitcher. He knocks it down. Mm-hmm. Knocks it down. Then he's scrambling to grab it. Oh, man, look at Harrison Bader.
That sucks.
That sucks, dude. I like Harrison Bader, too. Good dude. Look, here it goes right here. Hey, comebacker right to him. Look, now he's got to find the ball, and he airmails. See that? Ooh, that's
tough. One of those panic moves, man.
Oh,
can't do it.
That's tough.
Yeah, I legit forgot about the Wolves figures last year. I don't know why I blanked on that one.
The adrenaline rush from trying to throw it home, man, just got
it. When you're in that spot.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's a frantic move.
It's not an easy play to make.
I've had to make a couple of those in my younger
days. Look at
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a comebacker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
And you could tell, based on the throw, he did not have any.
Well, he didn't have much time. Yeah, he had to hustle.
Yeah, but you could tell it was very much forced and, like, yeah, there was not much with that one.
I don't even think he was going to be able to get the guy at home plate anyway.
No.
I think it was a done deal.
Oof. But
look at him. He is. Yeah, he's. No, that's a different guy. Sorry. That's not the pitcher. Wow. Wow. Dodgers! I need this. That's the pitcher right there. Show me the shot of Magic Johnson in the stands. Come on now.
This is great radio.
I know it's the best. I'm just going to get me a Martoni.
It's like Sunday. It's like last Sunday.
Ooh, that was almost a nasty collision. They went knee to knee. You see that?
I did.
I'm just doing my best impersonation of Coors, though.
Yeah, literally.
So, wait, what were you guys? Oh, don't say you guys are doing play-by-play for the Vikings. Is that what you guys are doing?
Unfortunately.
Oh, not good. Not good. Anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to our headlines and wrap up the late show on a Thursday night. All right, let's get in headlines, and we'll wrap this bad boy up. And then we'll do another full show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Josh Wheeler for filling in tonight for one Christopher Tubbs. Chris back at it tomorrow. But what you got for headlines tonight, Josh Wheeler?
We are going to start with something serious. It's been a chaotic summer, to say the least. We,
absolutely.
We, of course, had the events of June 14th with the tragic murder of Melissa and Mark Hortman and the attempted murder of John and Yvette Hoffman. And then, of course, the Annunciation shooting. Wall seems to be pulling back, though, from trying for a special session, saying it, quote, may be a waste of time. Obviously, over the past month, the governor has not seemed to have been able to get anyone on board with getting this progressively going together. Even tried doing it without, you know, people like Lisa Damoth in the loop on his plans. So is now the time, Mr. H. Lake, for the governor to be pulling back?
Well, I actually think that this is a win for Governor Walz. Follow me here. It's not a win in terms of getting what you want to get accomplished. Because definitely, we're all concerned about gun violence. People can sit here and talk about assault weapons bans, all this other stuff. If the Republicans, in good faith, won't really sit down and close the gap or come up with some sort of compromise, you know what happens for Governor Walz?
Mm.
This helps him in running for re-election.
Yeah, I get it, but
I
see that portion. I know that. I'm just, as far as getting something actually seriously done and being taken seriously.
He can't do it by himself. He can't wave a magic wand.
But he keeps trying to. That's the issue.
Yeah, but if people don't want to do, you know, work with you on it, then what are you supposed to do? What I'm saying is Republicans, by not helping get on board, are hurting their own cause.
Yeah.
And they're helping him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just a chaotic, messy situation right now at the Capitol.
No, it's not good. I agree with you.
Yeah. Stop me if you've heard this before, but a judge has blocked deployment of troops in Chicago for at least the next 2 weeks. There was no evidence of a, quote, substantial threat of rebellion in Chicago. Obviously, Portland, D.C., and Minneapolis have been other cities thrown around as who might be next. It's like, are we running around in circles until the proverbial levee breaks with this, or is maybe just a dead end and we're not going to end up having National Guard troops deployed? Because it just seems like this is a every week occurrence that he tries a different city and it doesn't
work. He's corrupted the Supreme Court. Eventually we may see troops deployed in places where troops shouldn't be deployed, and that's in any city. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you see some of the images in Portland, you're like, what? He's sending troops there in ICE and different people, all these different people, to just agitate citizens.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You're just deploying troops in American cities just because you want to do it. Unbelievable, man.
Well, the Twins ownership is not in a good spot right now, and attendance reached an almost 25-year low this season. The Twins may be in luck, though, at least for a couple days this next summer, as the Savannah Bananas will infiltrate Target Field August 7th through the 9th of 2026. The ever-so-popular baseball team was at CHS this past summer. Are you a fan of the Savannah Bananas, Lake? And should the Twins maybe offer them some contracts?
I have not actually, like, watched a full game.
Okay.
They're entertaining. I've seen, like, bits and pieces.
Yeah, they're on ESPN, I think, a few times this summer.
They were a bunch of times, actually.
Coors Field.
They even had, like, a couple of things with regards to, like, the SportsCenter bit.
Yep.
And so that'd be intriguing to me to see them come to Target Field.
Okay.
That'd be interesting. But how does it work? Like, who do they actually play? Is it almost like the Harlem Globetrotters type bit?
Kind of. It's one of those things where they have...
They have a set team they play.
A set team, yeah.
I know that some of the athleticism that's displayed, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, looks crazy. They'll take on the newest banana ball team, the Loco Beach Coconuts. You can learn more and join the ticket lottery at twins.com/bananas. Or if you work at WCC Radio, you'll probably get in for free. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'll have to talk to the boss, Brad Lane, about that. Minneapolis and St. Paul are kind of turning a new leaf, so to speak.
Okay.
According to Wallet Hub.
Also?
Great site for ranking and studies, by the way. Wallet Hub, underrated. Minneapolis and St. Paul is ranking among the greenest cities in the country. Minneapolis coming in at 8, St. Paul coming in at 12, in an era where the government is essentially deregulating greener futures. Facts are hard to accept, people, so just trust me on that one. It's like, in what ways are you contributing to the greener earth and greener Minnesota?
I don't litter, number one. Okay. That's the most simplest thing you can do. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you know, I do live in a place where we recycle. And I guess beyond that, I don't know how I actually move us forward.
Yeah.
How do you?
I use compost.
Okay.
I do recycle. I'm very much a pro recycler person. Numerous trips with the old wagon, drag it down to the recycling bin. I'm trying to think of how else. I have cars that have EcoBoost on it. I don't know if that legitimately is a myth or not, but assuming if it's in a vehicle, that is doing more good than not for the environment. And that's essentially it as far as how I'm contributing to the environment. I live in an apartment, so I can't really do a whole lot, but...
Gotcha. You want to hear some good news?
Mm.
The Minnesota Wild are up 4-0.
Yes, they are.
You didn't tell me. You knew this the entire time, and you didn't tell me?
What do you think I am, Corzo? I'm going to update you every second of a game?
You could have told me in the commercial break.
No, I didn't know you cared.
I led with Kirill in the Wild. How would I not care?
Yeah, we'll see.
You are insane in the membrane tonight.
It's your one hockey opener for rest of the year.
There's got to be a flask over there.
I wish.
Josh Wheeler legitimately. What is your wife's name, Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah, get Josh some help.
Mm.
Help.
I do need it.
Help.
Yeah.
I think those workouts are getting to you.
I'll take it. Yeah. Well, yeah. So is the food. Got to be better in the kitchen still. It's a work in progress. You can do the work, but you got to be better in the kitchen. You know that. You're Mr. Lifetime over here.
Gosh, I can't believe you. Josh Wheeler has had some out-of-body experiences tonight.
Sure.
As in his brain's malfunctioning.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, when
start calling you Trump, too.
Okay, calm down. Since we have... Wow, way to ruin my night. Since we have 2 minutes left, who do you have, Cubs or Brewers? I got the Cubbies.
I don't care about this series at all, to be honest. I don't like either team.
Jeez.
I don't.
You don't like the
Let's
Cubs?
Let's go, Dodger. Of course I don't like the Cubs.
How do you not like the Cubs?
Why would I like the Cubs?
Because it's a blue blood baseball team. They've been around for over a century.
I don't give a damn about the Cubs. And it was funny because the Cubs, you know, because the one thing I appreciate about the Cubs is that as a kid, you always grew up and you're watching WGN.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. But a few years ago when they won the World Series.
2016.
Everybody in the world was a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, really?
Still the best game
really?
Seven in history.
Nobody was ever wearing Cubs apparel. Now all of a sudden everybody and their mama's wearing Cubs apparel. Shocker.
Oh, man. I'm glad you did not catch that. You would have ripped me for it. Said best game seven in history. Does that outweigh your game seven of Jack Morris putting on a show?
I'm not going to let you troll me, man.
I almost got you there.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to let you troll me. Yeah. Real quickly, third quarter, the Philadelphia Eagles trail the New York Giants 20-17. Trail. Wow. This is going to be interesting, man. And by the way, you know, it's Thursday Night Football and it's Eagles-Giants. That's our next opponent. Is the Eagles right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't want to face an angry Eagles team.
Be glad they're not facing Baker in the box. I need to text your boy Collar, by the way. He didn't mention them as far as NFC.
Ain't nobody scared of the Bucks.
No. Okay.
Text line says, not littering is the best thing you can do. It shows good all-around habits. You may not even be thinking about it. I don't litter. I don't. I'm good with that. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night at 6.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.